Elizabeth Elliot says, Hollywood's notion of love is millions of miles from the slightest comprehension of what the love of God is all about. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of Quest for Love and Love Has a Price Tag. Helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life, here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today with my friend, Juana Michaels, from Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome, Juana.
Thank you.
And Juana and I met because of Gateway to Joy, is that correct?
That's right.
She was a listener, has been a listener since when?
1992.
And I wanted to have Juana come because she has what I think is a testimony that needs to be heard. And I'd just like you to start at the beginning and tell us that story about you and your husband, Juana.
Well, my husband and I were college sweethearts, and he was the only boyfriend I had ever had in my life. And we dated all through college in Raleigh, and I was about a year out of school when we got married. I worked for a year, and then we got married. We really enjoyed being married for that first year and building our home together. We had a little three-bedroom house, and we really just enjoyed being married, the newness. I remember we had a little box we called the kitty where we kept some money we were given as a wedding present, and we enjoyed doing things together and having people over for cookouts or whatever. But it wasn't much longer than that, about 2 years into the marriage, when I became very disillusioned. And I began to really look inward and to start to question everything and wondered if he really loved me. And I remember we would have these Saturday morning sessions. He would have the day planned to play golf or wash his car, and the sun would be shining, and he would be ready for a great Saturday afternoon. And I was just so sad and really depressed. But then I would bounce right back and go right back to work during the week, and we would get busy with our lives. And this was a cycle that would happen month after month. And I would start to talk to him about it, that I didn't want us to end up divorced, and there had to be more, and something was missing. And I thought, I came to the wrong conclusion, that it was him, that I had married the wrong person.
I think that's a very common thought, and I couldn't tell you how many times I hear stories like this in my radio mail. And that's why I wanted you to share what happened in your case.
Well, after that, we had no children at that time. And I thought that was to our advantage. I thought, well, at least we don't have children. We can go our separate ways. Eventually, we did separate. I separated from my husband.
That was your choice.
That was my choice.
And what was his attitude when you told him you were going to?
He did not want it at all. At that point, he was all ears, and he did not want to be separated. He wanted me to come home. I went to a friend's house, and he did everything he could. And in my mind, it was absolutely over, case closed. My eyes were closed to any possibility of getting back together. And I began to think in my mind, I hope that one day I will marry, and what will it be like if I one day could find the one that I really should have married, whoever that empty face may be.
What view or what understanding, Juana, did you have of exactly what marriage is about?
That's a good question.
Did you get married in order to find some kind of fulfillment? And obviously you thought that your husband was going to love you and that would be exciting and wonderful. And
I think looking back, I think that I thought that my husband would certainly help to make me happy. I think I was looking to him to really meet my needs. And I've heard you say it, and I wish I knew it long ago, that no person can possibly meet all of our needs. Only God can do that. Well, I had that emptiness inside of me, and I didn't know the Lord, although I had been in church all my life and went to church right behind our house. I just walked to church. My father put a little gate so we could go to Sunday school and choir, and I was very active from a toddler, yet I could not say that I had any assurance of my salvation.
And how long did this separation last?
We ended up being separated for 2 years.
And what was happening in your life and in his?
Well, during that time period, I immediately thought, well, maybe there's someone else out there. And for the first 4 or 5 weeks, I did date, went out with a couple of people, but God quickly had his hand on me and brought me to a church. How that happened was we had been to this particular church. We had not been to church many times at all in the first 2 years of our marriage, but a church came to my mind, and I got up one day and I went, and I just felt drawn, and I kept going back there. And it was really through the ministry of that church. It was a Bible-believing church, and I was surrounded by Christians, and I began to see that they had something that I didn't have.
What was that?
They knew Christ. And I remember when the minister would talk about the Christians, or he would say Christians, I would think, well, that's not me. That's not me. I had absolutely no assurance that I was a Christian. And I continued to go, though. I was drawn, and I would go week after week. I looked forward to Sunday, and I continued to do that. In fact, it was 5 or 6 months of going and asking questions and meeting with the minister and asking, why are we all here? And he said, to bring glory to God. And I had never heard that. And I asked a lot of other questions. I had doubts. I had reasons why I thought I couldn't make that decision. One was I had heard about Jesus all my life. I knew all the Bible stories, and he wasn't real to me. It would just be lip service. So I could not do it. I could not make that commitment, and I struggled with that for 5 or 6 months. And then one night, alone in my apartment, I did make that commitment to Christ.
And did you tell your husband? Were you in contact with him from time to time?
Yes, I was. Up until this point, we had had some counseling, and we had gone together, but he really didn't want to go anymore because he would say, why are we going? And do you want to be married again? And I would say, well, no, but I want to know what happened. And he, after going to 2 or 3 counselors, he said, well, I can't just keep going for that. If you can't say that you want to be married to me. When I did become a Christian, I called him and told him. In fact, it even goes much deeper than that. I had been praying that I would know who this Jesus was because I had heard all those stories, but I couldn't understand how he would be personally related to me. And who was he? And on that night, it was the 4th of July, because I remember hearing the fireworks as I was alone in my apartment. I read an entire book that night called Hope for the Separated that the minister had given to me, and I had given back to him several times, but put it on the shelf and read it that night. I remember that night reading that book into the wee hours of the night, and it told me step by step what to do. And one of those things was to write down the areas where you had really failed as a marriage partner. And I wrote down 17 things that night that came to my mind.
Excuse me, in which you had failed?
In which I had failed. Because up until that point, I had really thought he was the problem. He needed to change. If he would just love me, if he would do this, if that, but not me. And that night, it was like the scales came off my eyes. And for the first time, I saw myself as who I was. And I knew now what amazing grace was about and who that wretch was. I never knew who the wretch was. I thought that song didn't apply to me. And that night, I found out just how ugly my sin was and the sin of leaving my husband. And I asked the Lord to forgive me along with all those other 16 things that came to my mind. I wrote them down, contacted my husband, and presented him that list, to which he said, thank you very much, but he no longer wanted the marriage. We ended up going on a roller coaster for the next 20 months. It was up and down, up and down. My husband became extremely confused. He had actually met someone else. He feels that muddied the water, but he was looking for someone else. It had been months since he had seen me. Back and forth, back and forth. My life was in turmoil, but I was growing in the Lord. I was learning the Word. I was praising Him. Christian music and Christian radio was a tremendous help in my life and getting into the Word, and I was being built up, and although my life was in turmoil, I had that perfect peace inside. And after 20 months, back and forth, back and forth, my husband actually was hospitalized with some minor surgery, and he asked for me to come and see him. And after that surgery, he wanted us to go home together. And that has been over 10 years ago.
So do you think the Lord is the one that let him need that surgery?
Could have been.
I don't see any question about that, Juana. I'm absolutely convinced that, as it says in Romans 8:28, everything that happens fits into a pattern for good to them that love God. and to them that are called according to his purpose. And of course, we know that his purpose is to conform us to the image of his son. And so God brought you and your husband back together.
Yes.
And
since that time, we've had 3 children. Much to my delight, they are now 7, 4, and 2. And what's even been most wonderful is that my husband became a Christian 7 years after we were reconciled. So I've learned a lot about waiting on God, but he taught me that in that quiet time when I was alone as we were separated, when I focused on him and not on other people, not on other Christians or other people, and dating was out of the question. After the first few weeks, that was it. And I focused on him, and he was able to give me that peace and eventually reconcile the marriage.
So you had started out feeling sorry for yourself, feeling as though it was all your husband's fault. The Lord completely changed your heart, brought you together. So now I'm sure that it must be the case in your marriage that you have discovered the 2 rules which will prevent anybody from ever having a divorce. And the first one is the intention of unity.
Yes.
You wanted to be back with your husband, and eventually he wanted to be back with you. The second is concern for the good of the other person.
Yes.
Here you were feeling so sorry for yourself. Juana Michaels, thank you so much for being with us. My guest today has an amazing testimony, and she'll be with us again tomorrow.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.